Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us, tech reporter Mike Dubusky, as we're taking a look around the tech world. Mike, you got to look at brand new, supercomputer or supercomputer too light of a term?
Yeah, it's kind of a different thing, I think, is a good way to conceptualize this. It's a quantum computer, and it's specifically a quantum computer that's being made by IBM in New York's Hudson Valley, you know, Excelsior, and so on and so forth, at Thomas J. Watson Research Lab. It's kind of considered to be one of the leading research labs in the field of quantum computing. I took a trip up there from New York City yesterday to get a look at this computer and really understand how they work, because I don't really understand quantum computing, or I didn't until yesterday, and it's, I think, a really important thing to know about because it could have huge implications on a lot of our everyday lives, things like the financial services sector, drug development, and artificial intelligence. There's a lot of big promises around this particular, you know, corner of the tech world right now. So what is a quantum computer? Well, to understand that, we first have to talk about what normal computers are, what IBM calls traditional or classical computers. Normal computers run on bits, right? Ones or zeros, binary code. If you arrange enough bits next to each other in random configurations, that is what gives you a photograph on your phone that you can look at, or a drop-down menu on a website, or a video game, for example. They are the basic building blocks of our modern computer infrastructure right now, are called bits. Quantum computers use a completely different thing. They're kind of off to the side being developed separately from this. They use what are known as quantum bits, or qubits, as IBM calls them. Quantum bits are, this is kind of where it gets a little complicated, but they are bits that can be either a one or a zero until you run the program, right? They're kind of both, and then you run a program and it's 70% one, or it can be 25% zero, and that type of thing. It's, again, requires more of a quantum physics degree than I have to properly explain, but the effect, guys, what you really need to know is that these computers, because of that extra variability, are able to solve problems that are way more complex than our normal computers can handle. I'll give you an example really quick. Guys, Google last year is also working on a quantum computer. They said that they were able to have this thing solve a math problem that would have taken a traditional computer 10 septillion years. That is longer than the history of the known universe.
Oh my gosh, that's hard to even fathom that. I'm just wondering how quantum computing impacts us in our daily lives.
It's a great question, right? A lot of people probably asking, what does this have to do with me, right? I don't do these hugely complex calculations on a daily basis or anything like that. Well, last month, HSBC, the bank, announced that they were using IBM's quantum computer, the same type that I was looking at in the Hudson Valley yesterday, to help predict the bond trading market more accurately, about 34% more accurately during this very early, kind of limited test. IBM says that, you know, if their plans go according to what their targets are at right now, that will become your money soon. That's being traded and moved around with the help of these quantum computing algorithms. And then you start to consider applications for things like drug development or artificial intelligence. Think 10 septillion years down to basically instantaneously. Imagine how quickly that's going to speed up the development of those processes. But again, only if these companies reach their targets. And there's a lot of variables around that, a lot of question marks.
Meanwhile, I'm still here using Windows 10. I mean, you know, come on, what's going on? That's Microsoft ending support for Windows 10 today, yep. Mike. I mean, do we know how many people are are still using that? Was that a very popular one?
It was, yeah. I don't have the number in front of me, unfortunately. But yeah, it was, you know, an operating system that everybody was encouraged to get on after the conclusion of Windows 7, which they ended support for a few years ago. Windows 11 is the name of the game right now for Microsoft. That is, again, their popular sort of enterprise operating system, also underpins you know, most modern PCs as well. So yeah, that's kind of the idea. A lot of the sort of impetus between moving between these different operating systems is not just, oh, it's fancy and new, but it actually is a little bit more secure, right? They are able to kind of program in at the base level, you know, Windows 11, more protections from bad actors, cybersecurity threats, that type of thing. So, you know, they're not just trying to sell you a new operating system or a new laptop. They're actually trying to, you know, kind of shore up some of the threats, some of the holes in their security systems.
Okay, so what could you be exposing yourself to if you continue to use Windows 10?
Again, it's tough to say. You know, these threats are constantly evolving, and you know, it's not in front of me right now, unfortunately. But the idea is that, you know, the bad actors evolve just as quickly as the computer tech companies do. So they are able to, you know, kind of plug a hole, for lack of a better term, in Windows 10. But then suddenly the you know, cybersecurity, the hacking groups come up with something that's a little bit more sophisticated, and that is able to penetrate their system in a way that Microsoft wasn't able to think about, or, you know, whatever other company it happens to be. That's why, you know, you kind of see these incremental advancements. It's why, you know, it also applies to your phone, right? You got to update your system periodically. It's not just to get new features. Sometimes it is, but it's often to plug up these security holes that, you know, again, these cyber hackers, these bad actors are able to develop basically just as quickly as these traditional tech companies are.
Well, hey, Mike, as always, thanks so much. Mike Tobusky joining us live here with a look at the tech world.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.